Sideshow Season 20, Episode 55. We're here chilling White Girl Wednesday. How's everybody doing out there? It's an ugly looking day here in the Bay Area. You know, when it's ugly looking like this, that means the fucking video is going to look all gray and all depressing and fucking let's sleep in till noon and fucking let's fucking be all fucking depressed about our life. Because our life fucking stinks and it's gray on the slideshow. Not really. I mean, some people, you know, I mean, depending on, you know, your outlook, you know, it's all about your, you know, there's, you know, we talked about like going to fucking counselors and shit, people who have trauma, you know, people who have this, like, you know, things that they've been through in life, and then you go tell your problems to a liberal until they get annoyed with you. It's pretty much what therapy is, right? Telling your problems to liberals until they get annoyed with you. You know, and you know, the thing about therapy is much like everything else in America is it's a business, you know, it's a business. And there's a reason why, you know, they're not trying to help you. They're just trying to make you feel better. You know, it's just like, you know, we go back to this whole big pharma shit. I mean, you really got to reject it at all costs. You know, I mean, you know, things seem like good for people who are doing the Ozempic thing. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Big Pharma is not your friend. You know, they will put things up and, you know, they'll put it in a certain way. You know, people who do the Adderall, there are some interesting ones, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Big Pharma is a business. Healthcare is a business. And, you know, I mean, I definitely urge everybody to seek out, like, you know, alternative sources. Because, you know, the medical industry, you know, when we look at the medical industry, you know, they've lost all type of credibility. You know, the vaccine and, you know, I mean, vaccines for years, though. You know, it wasn't just the COVID vax. You know, there was certain people. You know, I talked about Jenny McCarthy and, you know, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey used to be with Jenny McCarthy. Yeah, he was doing that. You know, Jenny McCarthy. Everybody knows Jenny McCarthy, right? Now, she was, you know, she was anti-vax, you know, like before the pandemic. You know, see, the problem is much like normieism. When we look at normieism and we look at people, you will find people like her who at a certain time in her life, you know, she was against vaccines. And, you know, people who are, you know, in real liberals, you know, the liberal science, the pro-science liberal, you know, they love pharma, they love vaccines, they love being told what to do. You know, and that's why I could kind of, now let me use these words, right? Kind of, you know, say, you know, what RFK Jr. did, you know, I mean, the vaccines are evil, bro. And they're going to keep doing it. You know, there's more sicknesses. It's election season, bro. You know, a couple things that we're going to be able to see in election season. Everything's going to be racist. Yeah, bro. The reason why everything will be racist moving forward, you know, they did it with this Angel Reese thing, the LSU team, and, you know, we spoke out against that yesterday. But the reason why everything is going to be race is because this is the liberal playbook, bro. You know, you can't have a liberal playbook and not use race. Now, you know, identity politics is where you put your race in front of political matters, and it's a way to win people over. Now, the liberal playbook is, you know, it's using race all 100%. You know, they use race for everything, bro. They use race for, I mean, shit, pretty much everything, bro. People have been indoctrinated into thinking their race is superior to the next race. And really, I really don't give a fuck what race you are. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And that's it. That's far as I'm concerned. You know, they want to ban ski masks in blue cities. You know, there's you know, these people in blue cities that are fed up with the crime. And they said, oh yeah, that's racist towards black and brown people. Okay, well, if that's the case, then maybe black and brown people should stop committing crimes with ski masks on. You know? It's not racist, by the way. It's not racist, bro, because, yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro, I live in a far left Bay Area. And anytime I see someone with a ski mask on, I don't give a fuck what color you are. Bro, that motherfucker is getting ready to fucking get a rock, smash someone's window, and try to get over on somebody. You know, it's we're getting to a point to where it's racist to even call out crime. You know, well, actually, we're not getting to a point. We are at that point. We've been at that point. You know, people complain about their community and this and that, and you know, people will see their communities, bro. They see In-N-Out closing. You know, it's the first ever In-N-Out to close in Oakland, California, and people say, we don't understand why there's so many crime in our neighborhoods. Maybe because the music that you promote on a day-to-day basis has crime in it, and it's talking about doing ugly things to people. Maybe that's one of them. You know, maybe the crime when, you know, when they want to ban ski masks, you know, and you use race, like, oh, it's racist that they want to keep the ski masks away. I don't understand. You know, see, this is the liberal way. This is the liberal way, is to create the problem. And then when the problem hits you in the fucking mouth physically, you try to act like you don't know why. You know, you play stupid is what it is. You know, you know, people play stupid. You know, when you have soft on crime policies in blue cities, you know, like the New York women, the New York libs, you know, they get punched in the mouth as much as they've been getting punched in the mouth. Yeah, this is going to happen, bro. This is going to happen because these are the results of you know, having soft on crime policies. Okay, these are the results. And once again, liberals create the problem. And then when the problem punches them in the face, they try to act like, oh, well, we don't know why this is happening. Oh, shit. And then motherfucker comes in and says, okay, let's do this. Let's ban the ski masks. Let's not make it allowed where you could still up to $950 in San Francisco, California. And then they say, oh, that affects black and brown people. That affects, okay, you guys don't want actual fucking change. See, the politicians, liberal politicians, Democrat politicians, will get on the fucking thing and say, oh, we're gonna change the situation in California. We're gonna change. No, you're not changing no situation in California until you elect a Republican and allow the Republican to implement conservative policy. That's right. You do that, and then, you know, you'll see some change. That's what Rudy Giuliani did in the 90s. Remember, he cleaned up New York? Maybe those of you that may not remember this because you might be young. But, yeah, Rudy Giuliani, you know, the guy that people, all these liberals call wacko because he was involved with Trump and, you know, he had the ink going down his face. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you guys a little history lesson. Back in the 90s, he was the mayor of New York City, and he cleaned it up. That's right. Conservative policy. You want to clean an area up, implement conservative policy. You want to continue to act stupid and be there like, oh shit, oh, we don't know why our community is like fucking, you know, bombarded. Yo, I'm telling you, bro, that's it. You know, you would think, like, you know, when you look at all the major cities in California, you know, San Diego, San Jose, Oakland, San Francisco, You know, and you see all the policy makers that are doing these things, and they literally just want power. No, they don't want to clean it up. No, absolutely not. Why would they want to clean it up? Why would they want to fix the problem? As long as there's a problem, they can make money off that shit. There are in San Francisco. Okay, so when we look at the homeless problem, now, you know, liberals, what they do is they try to, like, you know, they try to deviate around issues, you know, they try to, you know, and then they try to insert, like, you know, oh no, you, that's discriminatory towards black and brown people. Oh, we can't do that. You know, they don't want to fix homeless problem in San Francisco, bro. Fuck no. Why would they want to do that? If they fixed it, then that means someone's not getting paid. There is a department for the homeless. There is a whole office for the homeless. Do you guys understand this? Do you guys know this? You got to understand the corruption that is involved in politics is a moneymaker. So if your city, if your state, if your Senate, if your congressman, if your president is not making money, then they are not going to want to fucking do what they're doing. Okay, so there's a department out here in San Francisco, okay? And the person who runs the department, the homeless, there's like a homeless department. You know, they have like an organization, or not organization, but I think it's maybe state funded, city funded. And they're making like fucking six racks or six figures. You know, they're making six figures to combat the homeless problem in San Francisco. Now, is this person, are they getting through to the homeless problem? Are they fixing it at all? Are they fucking, you know, clearing the streets? Are they, what exactly are they doing? They ain't doing shit. Now, this person who makes all this money, you know, wants to remain, you know, as long as, you know, there's a problem, then that person gets to have their job. That's the way it goes. No, they don't want to fix shit, bro. You know, any type of virtue signaling that they do, Gavin Newsom says, oh yeah, well, this time is different. We passed Proposition 1 and everybody is going to understand that I am Gavin Newsom and I am going to fix the problem. No, they don't want to fix the problem, bro. They don't want to fix the problem. If they wanted to fix the problem, then they would fucking fix the problem. But there's no fucking money in fixing the problem. You fix it, you know, it's just like therapy. It's just like anything else that makes money in America. That's 100%. Okay? So if people want to live in delusion and be like, oh yeah, these politicians care. You know, that's why, you know, I mean, you know, let me be honest too. Is, you know, I mean, I don't go to bat for the Republican Party. You know, I mean, you got literal Republicans right now that want to kill babies. You know, yeah, there's Republicans that are not authentic to the policy that they're supposed to be upholding. You know, like right now, there's the abortion thing. Okay, so anybody who supports Trump passionately, you know, you're just going to go with whatever he says because you're a little faggot normie. All right? But the reality about the abortion topic, you know, 15 weeks, 6 weeks, let's appease the moderates, let's bend our knee to the left, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There is no evidence that says that if you pass 15-week abortion ban and not 6 weeks, because 6 weeks, 6 weeks is so bad because that might lose us election. There is no evidence that says that if Republicans go in and they say, okay, we're going to do 15 weeks, so everybody should be happy with us now because we are compromising with you. No, there is no evidence that that works. There is no evidence that moderates are going to catch on to that. There's no evidence of anything like that. Furthermore, about the 6 weeks of 15 weeks, furthermore, like, I'm just like kind of not down to like bend my knee to liberals and giving them what they want. Now, they want to kill babies. They 100% want to kill babies. Okay? And the more you bend your knee, the more it just shifts more to the left. We've seen it. We have seen it. And Trump talks about being anti-establishment. People who support him, you know, put him on this pedestal like, oh, he is just the greatest thing ever. No, actually, he's not. Actually, he's not, because he is shifting his stances to the left. And this is becoming like a overall Republican Party stance. The overall Republican Party stance on abortion has been that if we move to the left, we will win elections because the moderates and the independents are going to respect that. However, once we do that, we are saying to ourselves, as Republicans, as conservatives, as Christians, that we are okay with killing babies at 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 9 weeks, 11 weeks, 12 weeks, 13 weeks, 14 weeks. But, you know, when it gets to 15, you know, that's just, that's where we draw the line. No, there's no exceptions here. There's no bending the knee. people who are conservative, people who are right-wing, people who are Republicans, libertarians, whatever, you know, you have to stick, you have to stay firm on your beliefs. You have to stay firm on your values. And I really don't give a fuck, bro. You know, I would rather the Republican Party lose elections and stay firm on the abortion topic than them lose elections and not stay firm, you know, because it's like this, bro. People in America, all right, people in America have already made that, you know, I mean, really, the thing about it is like when I look at, when I look at boycotts, okay, you know, Planet Fitness, all right, they lost a lot of money. That's effective. There's conservatives in America that are willing to, you know, make statements. Okay, and this goes back to what I was saying, how these are the most effective things as far as the culture war. You know, the politicians are bought and paid either by China or Israel or some other type of deal, you know, in there. The way you win people over is definitely through boycotts. Okay? So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Now, unfortunately in California, you know, the GOP has sold out. Okay, they've sold out. They've said they're separating themselves from the actual GOP brand and they want to support same-sex marriage, they want to support abortions, they want to support everything that's in the LGBTQ agenda. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Okay? That's why when Steve Garvey, who is supposed to be like, you know, this new Republican in the Senate, he's going against Adam Schiff, you know, and you know, they people are all excited, right-wingers, red pillars in California are all excited that Steve Garvey won. But at the end of the day, you know, he's just another establishment person, because anyone who's part of the California GOP is going to abide. Everyone is going to be lockstep with the California GOP. And the California GOP's overall stance is not to be regular GOP. Regular GOP is, you know, the Republicans in other different states. So it's just a bunch of rhino activity. I mean, you look at any California GOP guy that people like, Kevin Kiley, he already sold out to the establishment, all right? He's already voted yes on many different, like, this omnibus that just passed, you know, the $1.3 trillion. You know, I mean, Kevin Kiley is one of these dudes who likes to talk, but nah, man, nah. So, it comes down to conservative values. It comes down to republicanism. It comes down to what's in the Constitution, and this is what Republicans are supposed to be about. Okay? Now, they're all a bunch of fucking phonies, though. They're all a bunch of fucking phonies. And it goes back to what I've said about politicians and why this is a hard way to go about winning the culture war, is because most of the politicians are bought and paid. You know, when you look at the politicians like Mike Johnson, you know, all the rhinos throughout the Republican Party, you know, when you look at them, they're not willing to stand with conservative values, strong conservative values. And the way I see it, when I look at Planet Fitness going, not really going under, but, you know, there being a real dent that's put into Planet Fitness when they do what they did, you know, Bud Light, you know, you name it. You know, there's a lot of, you know, these boycotts that happen. There are people out there in America that are going to vote for conservative values. And you don't need to shift yourself to the left. There are people that will vote just off the values alone, you know? And just not really for it, bro. I'm just not really for bending my knee, shifting my stances, shifting our political strategies to appease people that hate you. And that's exactly what it is, bro. 15 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever the fuck. The whole thing about it is you look so stupid. You know, Conservative Inc. looks so stupid. But then again, Conservative Inc. looks stupid on a lot of different topics. What's another topic they look stupid on? Well, this is something that we talked about recently, you know, is the legislation that they want to, anti-American legislation that they want to pass, where they want to criminalize anyone who is basically being anti-Semitic. Now, you know, the thing about that is, and once again, this is something that we've talked about as recent, and it's a great time to bring it back into the show. But the reason why you don't want to be passing legislation is which is because you can't have politicians dictate what's anti-Semitic and what isn't. You know, when once you have politicians, I don't care who, like what political party they're on, what side they're on, you know, politicians are dictating what's hate speech and what isn't. It's a bad fucking place to be in, bro. You know, because I mean, really, first of all, if you're a Republican, these type of speech laws are fucking ridiculous, bro. I mean, Republicans are supposed to be following the Constitution, bro. You know, when we talk about the First Amendment, Second Amendment, freedom of speech, you know, I mean, this is conflicting with things that conservative value people talk about. You know, when we talk about Elon Musk and we talk about the lack of freedom of speech, you know, when we talk about YouTube and we talk about YouTube, you know, banning and shadow banning and Mark Zuckerberg and, you know, Twitter 1.0 administration, you know, banning people. But then you want to turn around and pass legislation that basically, you know, if someone is being anti-Semitic, like what exactly does that mean? You know, I mean, what are you talking about when you say anti-Semitic? And why are we passing legislation? You know, it's not like there's not like people are being like anti-American. People are the legislation is very clear. Anyone who's being anti-Semitic. Now, you know, I mean, you had a bunch of fucking, you had LSU, you know, they decided not to come out for the national anthem. Why aren't they being fucking penalized? Why aren't they being penalized? You know, if you're gonna talk about foreign land, Israel. Now, I mean, this is just like, to me, like knowing what I know about America, about the agendas, this has nothing to do with like doing the right thing. No, this has nothing to do with doing the right thing. They're not trying to do like the right thing. Like, oh yeah, you know, it's bad if people talk about bad about Jews and you know, this and that. No, they're not trying to do that. What they're trying to do is they're virtue signaling to Israel. And this goes back into the Israel conversation. Now the Israel conversation is that they're bought that Israel has every politician in their pocket, which is 100% true statement. Israel, when you have Ted Cruz and you have all these fucking people like Kristi Noem, who's the South Dakota governor, says, "Oh yeah, we're gonna pass legislation to combat anti-Semitism. That has no place." Why are we doing this? This is not American. Where's every other country, every other foreign land? All these politicians are bought and paid, bro. That is something that I've come to the realization that people are going to conveniently like not talk about it in the context that they should talk about it. I've seen Republicans like J.D. Vance, he's the Republican from Ohio. He's been rumored to be, you know, a potential like VP pick in some, amongst some conservative Republican people. He's literally talked about Israel and he's mentioned China. Mm-hmm. Like he's literally have said things. Oh yeah, you know the big banks, the elites, and you know all of this shit and all this and you know he was talking and he says this is China. All of these politicians are bond paid by Israel. Israel runs everything. They run the banks. They run the media, they run they run it all. They run it all. And I have come to the realization that people are too pussy to call them out on this shit. There's like right now government officials, Senate, Congress, whatever the fuck you call it, they are trying to figure out how much money they're going to send out to Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel right now. That is what they're talking about. It's all the same shit, bro. This is let me just say this. It's all the same shit. If you think one is like a priority because of some fucking wannabe like fucking narrative in your fucking brain that your side is, it's all the same shit, bro. Ukraine is the same shit. Israel is the same shit. Taiwan is the same shit. Foreign money being sent out. And the Republicans and the Democrats are going to come together and butt fuck each other after they do it. Because that's what they do. Katie Britt, she was the one who did the Republican rebuttal recently for the, I can't even fucking think. Katie Britt, you know, she's from, I want to say she's from, I don't know, I think somewhere out there, Arkansas or some shit. Republican, you know, she went on the record yesterday and she was like, yeah, you know, Democrats are some of the best friends I have. That's what Katie Britt said. Oh, is that right? Some of the best friends. You know, it's funny to me because, you know, when I look at my inner circle, my circle of friends, the people that fucking I know personally, you know, that are liberals, they all left 2020. They say, oh, you voting for Trump, bro? Okay. Oh, let me unfollow you because I'm such a snowflake bitch. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, you know, it definitely is able to, I mean, there are, I'm not going to say like, you know, all of my, you know, there are people who I know who are liberals who I'm like cordial with, but you know, we do get into like some serious fucking debates and they try to get fucking slick at the mouth and I have to fucking just like instill like, you know, most people don't even fucking know really, you know, I mean, I would say like, and you know, a lot of people don't really know, you know, unless you're like really like in tune with like political like accounts and you know if you're following like the right people, you know, most people most people really don't know, you know, but yeah, that's interesting. She's definitely like bro, there's no politician that, you know, anybody should be fucking putting up. I don't give a fuck who you, what you think about Trump, what you think about whatever. There's no politician. These people are fucking phony as fuck. You know, they're phony as fuck. And, you know, they'll say whatever they want to make you feel good. And only normies will follow them blindly the way they do. And, you know, that's just the way it is, bro. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be pushing racism. They're going to be pushing diseases. You know, there's, like, some new disease that they're working on. And, you know, I mean, you guys got to stay, you know, you got to drink your water. You got to understand what the fuck is going on. And anybody who is in the Republican side, you know, I mean, I've been doing a lot of Republican Party call-outs. You know, I've been calling out Trump a lot. I really don't give a fuck if people unfollow me. Because at the end of the day, you know, people understand me, where I'm coming from, man. You know, I don't give a fuck about labels. I mean, my values are conservative 100%. You know, what's in the conservative ideology? Like, I'm all for that, bro. I'm all for that. But when I see people like Trump and he does what he does, you know, there's just so many people in conservative land, influencers, media people, who want to just like, you know, who want to just pretend like he doesn't say, like, real shit. You know, like he said about TikTok and, you know, like he does what he does. And, you know, I'm going to give you honest commentary, bro. 100%. That's what you can expect with the Slash Show. It may not be what you want to hear, you know, but, I mean, as long as you're not fucking dick riding and you're not, like, attaching your emotional, like, stances to, like, another grown man, then we're good to go, bro. Sly Show Season 20, Episode 55. How are we living, bro? 55. So, yeah, they going real racial on you fucking people out there, bro. I already see it. Everything is going to be race. Everything is going to be race. And it's for someone who is like, for someone who is, now me is who I'm talking about. For someone who is, I don't partake in my identity politics. You know, when I see Jews do it, I don't partake in it. When I see white people do it, I don't partake in it. When I see blacks do it, Asians, whatever. You know, I think identity politics is just really, it's really divisive. And if you put your race in front of political matters, I don't give a fuck what race you are. You know, I do acknowledge that DEI is a legitimate, it's a legitimate anti-white agenda. Okay. Now it's funny because there was a rapper by the name of Plies who said, like, it's like using the N-word. He said, it's another way to use the N-word. And I don't know. I just, like, I feel like I know too much. I feel like I know too much for, no, I'm serious. I talked to my parents. My parents was like, yo, we had one of their friends, you know, they didn't really like the show. I guess she told, my mom said that one of her friends checked out the show and they were like, yo, this is like fucking extreme. Yeah, it probably is. Especially like on the Israel thing. You know, on the Israel thing, like, you know, for boomers and shit. Oh no, they're not fucking with me. Boomers are just in so much disagreement. Yeah, boomers are really like the worst. Like I told you, if you're a boomer Republican, if you're over the age of 60 and you're a Republican, you believe the Israel narrative. You believe the October 7th narrative. You believe the news. And it's weird to me because, you know, you went like so many years, a lot of these boomer Republicans, you know, they were in, oh, we got, there's people, I'm coughing, bro. You know, a lot of them were anti-vax, a lot of them were anti-masks, a lot of them were anti-tyranny, you know, and now, you know, we're just getting back to the way it was before, which is why, like, you know, all those Bush years and, you know, Bush, you know, George W. Bush, I mean, you know, he's part of the establishment. You know, the pro-war fear-mongering, bro, I mean, and you know, that's why, like, I always, you know, when people start talking about, you know, like, you know, Trump and, you know, that's why I always say, you know, there was serious fucking hate for George W. Bush. But that's just how it is, bro. That's society. Society is not to be rocking with Republicans or conservative ideas. You know, the Christian, anti-Christian rhetoric. That's why, you know, like, I always ask people, like, when I meet, like, boomer Republicans, I ask them, what are your most, like, what are the things that matter to you most? Because at the end of the day, that's what I think people's political ideology is going to be based on. You know, you have to ask yourself, like, what is most important to you? You know, some people, most people who have kids, you know, obviously that's going to be important to them. So, you know, anything that has to do with, like kids and schools and, you know, all of that, that's going to be, you know, top. You know, with me, I do a podcast. I you know, have different social media accounts. And I think free speech is definitely like one of the most important things, aside from obviously, you know, things that have to do with, you know, having an 11-year-old son. But this is like speech, you know. That's why, like, when Elon Musk, you know, gets on his shit and he falsely says, you know, I'm restoring free speech, and then we go on there and I can't even use the word, you know, faggot, you know, and then, like, I'm getting, like, deboosted where, you know, there's only a limited amount of people, you know. No. That's why I like on BitChute. You know, BitChute is like this right-wing platform where I've never really looked at it. Like, I've never looked at the other accounts on there. I mean, I definitely know there's a lot of right-wing people on there, but I don't know if it's like a, if it's like a lifestyle. Like, I need to actually look. I mean, I want to say it's more like, you know, a lot of the, I want to say a lot of the accounts are like right-wingers and, you know, people like that. You know, but the whole thing about it is, you know, so, I mean, I think people's political views are based on what's most important to them. So if we go into the whole thing where we say America has a Jewish problem, and I ask people, like, what's most important to you? And if LGBTQ indoctrination at schools is important to you, if freedom of speech is important to you, if the border, you know, a lot of people are real concerned about that. Just those three things right there: Jewish control, Jewish ran, Jewish influence, and that's what I usually I ask people, like, what's most important to you, and right, just those three things right there. You know, Jewish people are responsible for the drag queen story hour. They're responsible for the influence through the media. They're responsible for the mass migration, you know, situation that goes on in America. They're definitely responsible for that. You know, the replacement theory. They want to eradicate white people from society, and we've seen this through DEI and anything else that is anti-white. And then the freedom of speech. You know, freedom of speech, they run all the mainstream networks. They run, they have dictated what is anti-Semitic. They have put these, you know, speech laws in place for places, these Republican states, to pass laws where they're criminalizing anyone who goes against any of this stuff. And that's why, you know, I know too much. I know way too much, bro. I can't have conversations with normies, because normies are too, like, surface level. They're not getting it. You know, they're too surface level. You know, surface level, you know, surface level voters, surface level, you know, people who are just, like, into, like, what's, oh, right, left. Oh, Biden did this today. Oh, I'm so triggered. Oh, but not understanding the ultimate root of why Biden is doing that, or not understanding, you know. So they said Trump, you know, recently told Israel that, you know, they better he said they better hurry up and wrap it up. Trump told Israel they better hurry up and wrap it up. Look. I mean, I've said what I said about Trump, you know, my criticism of him, you know, all of this is not personal. You know, a lot of people take it personal, a lot of people unfollow. But at the end of the day, if Trump is a pro, if he's really pro-America, he's got to oppose Israel, you know, especially, like, with what's going on right now. The, like I've said, the Republican Party is a pro-Israel stance. It's a pro-Israel stance. And if he really came out and showed that he wants to put America before Israel, because a lot of these places aren't, you know, a lot of these politicians aren't, a lot of these institutions aren't. I mean, look at Ben Shapiro, you know what I mean? Bought and paid 100% Israel. Glenn Beck over there at the Blaze TV, 100%. Bought and paid Zionist State of Israel. Charlie Kirk, bought and paid Zionist State of Israel. Dennis Prager, that's a real horrible one, by the way. Bought and paid Zionist State of Israel. If Trump made it, like, well, like, super clear to everybody that he's going to put America first, you know what? I'll applaud him on it. Trump says, you know, we're going to have a Christian day of visibility in November 3rd. Is that, like, election day or some shit? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't give a fuck if, you know, you take their shit and you try to, like, repat... I don't care about that, bro. You know, I think it's funny. I think it's funny seeing it, you know, on, you know, this whole thing. But, you know, you're going along with their bullshit. You know, like, I mean, I guess it's funny, you know, to say shit like that. You know, he said it like in a speech yesterday. He said, "We're going to call it Christian Visibility Day." Okay. Every day should be Christian Visibility Day. Every day, you know, but the it's interesting. There are, you know, there's just so many people out there that are afraid to call out Israel. You know, there's the way that people frame their X posts, their Facebook posts, the way they frame them, they're just all fucking pussy to call out Israel. I don't give a fuck, bro. I mean, that should tell you what I'm doing. You know, that should tell you what I'm doing. I really, bro, my overhead to do my show is, you know, I mean, really, I use Rumble. I use BitChute for the video. I use a podcast, you know, I send my shit to the podcast apps. You know, whoever fucks with it, fucks with it. I really have no... I'm not going to get investor money. I'm not going to have no type of fucking over influence. Anyone who does, you know, I really don't give a fuck, bro. There's so many people who do, though. There's so many people who are in bed with people who are dictating what they can do, what they can say. I'm talking about conservative people. I'm talking about conservative outlets. I'm talking about these media, you know, places. No, I don't give a fuck, bro. Because, see, the thing about free speech is it wouldn't matter if I was talking about politics or fucking Pokemon faggots. Free speech is free speech, bro. Speech is speech. To me, it doesn't really matter. Because at the end of the day, all I want to do is say what I feel. You know, it's like people who censor themselves on the internet. It's like, what are you doing? You realize how stupid you look? Like, I saw someone censor themselves on retard. Like, oh, yeah, that's so, like, offensive because it's been indoctrinated in our minds that it's offensive. It's only offensive because someone told you it was offensive. Yeah, that's it. The self-censor people. It's only offensive because someone told you it was offensive. It's ridiculous, bro. People look so fucking stupid, like, writing stars in words because the... society, the normie liberal society, has told you that these things are offensive. Whatever. I really don't give a fuck. I think retard is not an offensive word. I think, you know, I've seen, bro, I mean, there's so many things that I come across on the internet that are like really offensive. Like, not really to me, but like if people saw it, like, they would be like, oh my God, I can't believe these people exist in the world. Sly Show, season 20, episode 55. Is it 55? It's 55, bro. You know, I have a bad memory sometimes. You know, we can only have so much information in our brains, and then we start losing information and shit. Dude came with me the other day. He says, bro, you remember me? We went to fucking, we was in kindergarten together and shit. It's like, no, I don't. Sorry. But how you been? it's like that movie, what was that movie? It was Hustle and Flow. You know, Ludacris, the guy Ludacris played, you know, it's like. It's not really like that because they didn't know each other, but it's like, it's kind of like that. It's like you see someone from back in the day. It's like, yo, I have no idea who you are. One time a girl walked up to me. She's like, I remember you. I was like, I have no idea who you are. But how you been? That's weird. When you see people like from like fucking like a long time ago and shit. Like, yo, like, I'm kind of like a different person now and shit, you know? I'm not like the fucking, like, 7-year-old that you remember from, like, kindergarten and shit. Oh, yeah. Bro, you know, the most annoying thing in the world is when you see people, like, in public And like, you know, and then there's that whole like political correct fucking like small talk you're doing with them. And then it's like, yo, like, let's get at, like, then you're starting to like, you're like thinking in your head, like, come on, bitch, wrap this up. I don't want to fucking talk to you. Why? I don't even know why I stopped. That's why if you ever see people in public that you knew from like a couple years ago, or you it's like, bro, like, it's like, that's why it's not even rude to be like, hey, how you doing? Okay, I'm walking. Or like when you see people from social media and shit in public. Oh yeah, that's the one right there. They'd be like, you know, you see someone from social media that follows you, that views every story you have, knows exactly where you ate at fucking last night for breakfast. How you eating breakfast at night? But you know, you get the point, right? And then they'd be like, so what you been up to lately, bro? I don't know. What have I been up to lately? I mean, you only follow me like on every social fucking app I got. What do you mean, what have I been up to lately, bro? That's some fucking psycho shit, bro. Yeah, people be playing fucking stupid and shit. There's a lot of people out there like that, bro. There's a lot of people out there like that. Slideshow season 20, episode 55. That's what we're doing out there, bro. It's great. It's great to be here. Yep. We were doing like 30-minute shows, and then I was like, you know, we're going to kick this up a little bit more, you know. So shout out to everybody long form and shit. Yeah, there's a certain originality to, you know, like, because everybody's so into clips. You know, clips are just like, eh, whatever. You know, I like people who fucking just sit there and they you know, you just don't know what the fuck is going to happen, bro. It's just a long form situation. And I always like compare it to like when we used to do DJ mixes. Someone asked me the other day, will you ever do another DJ mix? Because you used to do them a lot. No. The only thing that I'm going to do is your mom. No. The only thing I'm going to... the only thing I'm going to be doing as far as, like, anything is a show. That's it. Until I am no longer living... I said that years ago too. I was well in the know that I would be doing this show for a long time. 20 years of the slideshow, bro. The things that we've been through. We've been drunk on here. We've fucked on here. We've done lots of crazy things on here. You fucked on here? Like I said, bro. We've done lots of crazy things on here. Yo, you are fucking crazy over here and shit. The Slideshow season 20, episode 55. It being like WrestleMania, you know, WrestleMania weekend for all the WWE people out there. Yes, they're into that, right? There's a lot of people who are into that. And, you know, we got to hit the Undertaker song on Google Podcasts. Man. I'm not really sure how many people came from Google Podcasts, but they're no longer active, man. This will be the first show that I don't have it in on our website, you know, and so that's one less place that I have to worry about now. Great. I haven't really noticed any type of censorship on the podcast. See, you know, like the whole podcast thing is still kind of new, you know, but oh, it will. Look, this is the way it works, people. All right. I think largely, you know, the Slash Show was kind of like an unknown thing to as far as like to the like the masses, you know, if we there are people who support and I appreciate that. But largely, you know, it is an unknown thing. But the way it works with, like, outrage is you are only a problem until you're a problem. So I could get on here, I could say whatever the fuck. But if I had, like, fucking millions of followers and then, you know, people were doing that, you are only a problem until you're a problem. Remember that. I remember when I used to, like, fucking watch Howard Stern in the 90s, this was before he sold out, by the way. And, you know, they would make a big deal on things he said and things he did. I always just thought the dude was funny as fuck. You know, because that's pretty much what he was doing. He was shock. He was like a shock jock, you know, and the things that they made big deals on, you know, someone small could do the same shit. And I always say, man, you're only a problem until you're a problem. That's why really, honestly, man, like, I've had high moments. You know, I did a clip here, posted this over here, got in Newsweek, you know, all that shit. But these days like this, season 20, episode 55, you know, days like this where it's just like a chill day. And it's just like, yo, we're fucking watching the slideshow, bro. He be doing his thing. You know, these are the best moments. These are the best moments. Yeah. That's the problem with social media, is everybody wants to frame, like, clips. Like, ooh, this is a viral clip. Nah, fuck all that shit, bro. Shit's fake as fuck. It's not original, bro. It's not original. Slideshow season 20, episode 55. You guys have a wonderful, God bless day. I'll check you guys on the next one.